And now to Afghanistan and America's longest-running war there. We're joined now by Najib Sharifi. He's a policy analyst in Kabul at Afghanistan Analysis and Awareness, a think tank based in Kabul, Afghanistan. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Lulu.
How are people in Afghanistan reacting to President Trump's decision to withdraw thousands of American troops from that country?
Not only did it catch people by surprise, but the fact that the president was not consulted or even notified about this, that was extremely shocking and at the same time very concerning to the people here in Afghanistan.
I mean, that's one of the things that's really gotten a lot of attention, that President Trump didn't seem to consult with any of the allies before he made this decision. The Americans are currently there helping to train Afghan forces. How does this affect them?
The American forces are not here for training. They actually take part in the battlefield as well. They assist and support the Afghan troops in missions, particularly in the specialized missions like night raids and stuff. So it will have an effect on that as well. And more importantly, it's the psychological impact that is going to be the gravest impact of such hasty and rapid and unconsulted withdrawal of such large scale.
I have to ask, there has been a lot of opposition to the war in Afghanistan here in the United States in some quarters, and many obviously there might feel that it is time after 17 years for the United States to withdraw.
Yeah, I mean, we in Afghanistan, we do not expect the U.S. to stay here forever. We understand that one day they will leave and, the responsibility of defending this nation is primarily a responsibility of Afghans. But the main question is that if this exit does not take place in a responsible and well-calculated way, it will lead to catastrophe here in Afghanistan. Not only it will make us lose the shared achievements that Afghanistan has had in the past 17 years in terms of democratic values, in terms of women's rights, in terms of education, in terms of human rights, but it will also, because many believe this is this will lead to civil war, it will create extensive humanitarian crisis in Afghanistan.
Najib Sharifi works at Afghanistan Analysis and Awareness, a think tank based in Kabul, Afghanistan. He joined us via Skype. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Lulu.